Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. He's been saying it for weeks. Now, Mayor-elect Mamdani has officially announced that Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch will stay on as head of the NYPD.
Jessica Tisch and Zohran Mamdani have expressed divergent views on key policing strategies, but in a statement, the mayor-elect said he admired Tisch's work, cracking down on corruption in the upper echelons of the NYPD, driving down crime to historic lows, and standing up to President Trump. He is a Democratic socialist who once called for defunding the police. She, a data-driven billionaire heiress who has been outspoken in her criticism of bail reform laws. But the two have found common ground. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Two people are now in the hospital after a fire in Brooklyn this morning. The FDNY says it was in East New York just after 4 a.m. The fire broke out on the top floor of a home on Bradford Street. Both victims were taken to Brookdale University Hospital in critical condition. The cause of that fire still under investigation. And on Long Island, a road rage incident leaves one driver in the hospital.
Authorities say after a 26-year-old driver hit a van in Huntington, that driver became violent, took out a box cutter and started slashing the other driver again and again, and then began biting the victim's fingers one by one. Jason Heitner was arrested, charged with assault. Police say the 60-year-old victim had to be transported to the hospital with lacerations from head to toe and multiple bite wounds. Sophia Hall, 1010 Wins, a 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
The NYPD now on the hunt for a teenager who punched an MTA bus driver in the face. Cops say it happened Monday night around 6:30 p.m. The 47-year-old driver was taken to the hospital in stable condition. The teen took off on foot. There are surveillance images that have been posted to the Crime Stoppers website. We've reached out to the MTA for comment. Well, he might be known as a bad guy on screen, but in New Jersey, he's now a real-life hero.
George Pigazzia tells 1010 Wins he had to do something when he saw this 19-year-old woman in big-time trouble on their block in Jersey City. And when he saw the suspect then put the woman over his shoulder and start to run, George ran as well, calling 911 at the same time.
911 operator, 189, what's the address?
Yeah. This man was trying to abduct this woman, okay? And he's running down Hancock Avenue.
The sound there from TMZ. Now, Pagazzi has often played a bad guy in shows like Law and Order and The Sopranos. So now you're in future roles, you got to play the good guy, George, right?
You know what I do like to play? I like to play a guy who is perceived to be bad, but is really good on the inside.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM in Jersey City.
After 6 years and $108 million, the final six cobblestones are being put in place today to wrap up a massive restoration project in Dumbo and Vinegar Hill. The work spans 26 blocks along the Brooklyn waterfront, where crews removed, reworked, and replaced old cobblestones while modernizing everything underneath, the sewers, water mains, storm drains, and hydrants. The city says the upgrades will help prevent flooding, which had been a big problem, including after Hurricane Sandy. The stones were being reinstalled by hand, trimmed flat to make them bike-friendly and accessible. And the project also added more than a mile and a half of granite bike lanes and 110 new pedestrian ramps. The NYPD asking for some help in Brooklyn, identifying a man wanted in an aggravated harassment incident. Cops say a 57-year-old man was walking in front of 55 Clark Street in downtown Brooklyn just before noon on October 28th. That's when someone followed him and shouted anti-Jewish statements at him before taking off. The Hate Crime Task Force is now investigating. Anyone with any information about it is being asked to call Crime Stoppers. There's been a battle brewing over the public and media availability of NYPD radio communications and body cam footage. Well, today, the New York City Council will take up the matter.
The encryption of the police radios has impacted volunteer emergency services, the public, and the media since this happened back in 2023, and the NYPD began doing so. Councilmember Gail Brewer's bill will address this. She says hearings have to happen soon.
We hope to have a discussion with the police department and with journalists and with volunteer ambulance personnel. Those are the individuals who are most impacted and who have contacted us the most.
Brewer tells 1010 Winds, while other cities in the country have figured out a way to implement real-time access to journalists and time-delayed access to the public, so far the NYPD has not, but she hopes this gets worked out. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Okay, so any driver who plans to be on the city streets this holiday season, listen up. Today marks the start of New York City's gridlock alert days. You know, when traffic is expected to crawl, especially in Manhattan, especially in Midtown. There are 15 gridlock days between now and December 18th, including tomorrow, next Tuesday, and then most weekdays leading up to Christmas. So you can expect extra congestion around big events like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the balloon inflation the night before, and the Rockefeller Center tree lighting. That's happening on December 3rd. Transportation officials are urging everyone to use mass transit whenever possible. But if you are driving, keep it locked right here on 1010 Winds. We will have all the traffic updates to get you to where you need to go. And the iconic Fifth Avenue snowflake will be lit today. George Stonebelly heads up the Fifth Avenue Snowflake Foundation for Humanity.
New Yorkers have come to love the snowflake because it actually launches the holiday season. It is the first icon of the holiday season. And by the way, it has nothing to do with any particular religion or denomination. It's about the holiday spirit.
The snowflake will rotate through about 20 colors using its 16,500 crystals. Today's lighting will honor St. Jude's Children's Hospital and help kick off their 22nd annual Thanks and Giving campaign. The ceremony is on 5th Avenue and 57th Street, and it starts at 5 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.